From Greenville, South Carolina, we present Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of Faith Free Presbyterian Church, preaching Christ in all His fullness.
Welcome once again to a broadcast of Let the Bible Speak. Our speaker is Dr. Alan Cairns, Minister Emeritus of Faith Free Presbyterian Church in Greenville, South Carolina. Today, Dr. Cairns continues the seventh in a series of messages on the theme, Living Clean in an Unclean World. The text for the series is Psalm 119, verses 9 through 16. On today's program, Dr. Cairns continues to deal with verse 15. I will meditate in thy precepts, and have respect unto thy ways. The emphasis here is on the believer's thought life. In commencing the message, Dr. Cairns spoke of the action of godly thinking. The psalmist said, I will meditate. Meditation on God's word is almost a lost art among Christians in our day. Yet it is of the utmost importance if we would truly walk with God. On today's program, Dr. Cairns discusses the direction of godly thinking. The focus of the psalmist's meditation was God's precepts, or God's law. It is as we meditate upon God's law and obey it that we make progress in sanctification. Dr. Cairns will come to the Word of God shortly. First, we invite your attention to this devotional thought from Faith's Checkbook, a collection from the writings of C.H. Spurgeon. Our devotional for today is entitled, Broken and Smoking. The text is Isaiah 42 and verse 3. A bruised reed shall he not break, and the smoking flax shall he not quench. Then I may reckon upon tender treatment from my Lord. Indeed, I feel myself to be at best as weak, as pliant, as worthless as a reed. Someone said, I don't care a rush for you. And the speech, though unkind, was not untrue. Alas, I am worse than a reed when it grows by the river, for that at least can hold up its head. I am bruised, sorely, sadly bruised. There is no music in me now. There is a rift which lets out all the melody. Ah, me! Yet Jesus will not break me. And if he will not, then I mind little what others may try to do. O sweet and compassionate Lord, I nestle down beneath thy protection, and forget my bruises. Truly I am also fit to be likened to the smoking flax, whose light is gone, and only its smoke remains. I fear I'm rather a nuisance than a benefit. My fears tell me that the devil has blown out my light, and left me an obnoxious smoke, and that my Lord will soon put an extinguisher upon me. Yet I perceive that though there were snuffers under the law, there were no extinguishers, and Jesus will not quench me. Therefore I am hopeful. Lord, kindle me anew, and cause me to shine forth to thy glory and to the extolling of thy tenderness.
Watching for you and for me.
You're listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We continue to receive encouraging response to these broadcasts, and we want you to know that we're very grateful to those of you who take the time to contact us. Among the various publications which we offer on these programs, the most popular is the quarterly LTBS magazine. The principal focus of the current issue is The Life of Elijah. The articles include Power Through Prayer, Called to Carmel, and Deliverance from Despondency. Also, this issue contains a missionary focus on the nation of Germany, as well as a challenge to Christian women on the widely neglected matter of modesty. You may have a free copy of the magazine simply by asking for it. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. You may email us at ltbs@freepres.org. That's ltbs@freepres.org. Or you may telephone us toll-free at 866-877-LTBS. That's 866-877-5827. Also, if you enjoy the program, you may like to visit our website, Let the Bible Speak Radio, or ltbsradio.com. Don't forget that word radio, ltbsradio.com. In this connection, we'd like to call your attention to a series of video features on the website. In these video clips, Dr. Alan Cairns answers questions from both believers and non-believers regarding various issues, such as, can you be sure you're saved? How to deal with cults? And can women be pastors? These video portions are listed under Q&A with Alan Cairns. You're sure to find these presentations to be informative and enlightening. Q&A with Alan Cairns is found on ltbsradio.com.
That's translated meditate here can mean to think. If you look at verse 27 of Psalm 119, you'll see that it can also mean to talk. Make me to understand the way of thy precepts, so shall I talk of all thy wondrous works. So the same word can mean to think and to talk. And I don't think I would be missing the force of the verb in this particular text if I were to combine them both here. I will think and talk. And the talking will be first and foremost to myself. What is the psalmist describing here? I'm going to talk to myself. Now, I know that's usually taken to be the sign of somebody who is going or has gone mad. Don't you believe it? I know there's a certain kind of talking to yourself that does betoken a certain mental aberration. But there's nobody here that doesn't talk to himself. You know you have wonderful conversations with yourself. You have arguments with everybody under the sun, with yourself. You know what they're going to say and what you're going to say, and you've it all worked out. Never happens as you work it out, but it forms your thinking and your feeling anyway. We have all of those conversations. We know what it is to talk to ourselves. I'm paraphrasing the late Martin Lloyd-Jones, and it is a paraphrase, but the meaning is still good. That is the trouble with Christians is that they listen to themselves far too much and talk to themselves far too little. You listen to yourself when you talk rubbish, but you don't talk to yourself sense half enough. I will talk to myself. The word meditate that the English version puts in is a wonderful translation. They've got it exactly right. The idea is reflection. One of the great commentators in the book of Psalms was a Church of England bishop, Bishop Horne. And speaking of meditation here, he said, meditation is like rumination. So just picture the cow in the field. It has eaten the grass. And then it sits down or lies down. And it starts to ruminate. It starts to chew over, to extract all the nutriments. That's the picture of rumination or reflection here. The psalmist is saying, I'm not just going to read, but I'm going to reflect. I'm going to talk to myself about what I am reading. I'm going to chew over these things so as to extract from them all the benefit, all the spiritual strength that I can gain. Now, frequently in the Psalms when this word is used, it's used of ruminating and reflecting upon the Lord's saving work. You would have to say that generally, the great object of the believer's reflection is the saving work of Jehovah. Now, if you'd stop there and think, this is the action of godly thinking. I'm going to talk to myself about the saving work of God in Jesus Christ. I'm going to come and I'm going to study. I'm going to think. I'm going to reflect. I'm going to ruminate. I'm going to chew over these great words, words that I have allowed to float past me. You get a word like propitiation. It floats past most Christians. A word like reconciliation. Again, it just floats away there. And we have some general idea, we think, of what it means. But getting down to follow it through in what the Holy Ghost reveals See it pictured, see it explained, see it defined, see it applied through the various parts of the Word of God. Chew over it. Talk to myself about it. Until I'm gaining something from it. God's saving work. This is where I would recommend a study of the more ancient of the great hymns of the church. Not much in modern hymnology is worth remembering. Man-centered, touchy-feely, carnal gobbledygook for the most part. When you get to some of the great hymns that are so filled with deep doctrine, you get the hymns of William Williams, great Welsh hymn writer, "Guide me, O thou great Jehovah," is one of his great hymns. You get the hymns of an Isaac Watts or a John Newton or William Cooper. Or you get the hymns of Charles Wesley. I'm not saying they're inspired. I'm not saying you'll not find a word that you can find fault with. What I'm saying is these were written out of a deep meditation upon the Word of God. And as you think through these scriptures of truth concerning the saving work of God in Christ, you'll find that they will use poetry very often to open up thoughts to the soul that you otherwise wouldn't have. Talk to yourself about the saving work of the Lord. And then stand with John Newton, amazed at the grace of God. When you think of the great saving work that Christ has done, and then you look at this worm, Jacob, as the Bible calls us, you'll stand with Newton, say, "Amazing grace that saved a wretch like me." But in the 119th Psalm, and certainly in our text, this word is used especially of the sanctifying word. Not just generally the saving work of the Redeemer, but the sanctifying word. And that leads me now to the second great truth in our text. The action of godly thinking is, I will meditate. The direction of godly thinking, I will meditate in thy precepts. Now, generally, this speaks of the law of God, the Word of God. But the precepts are peculiarly commands. That's the meaning of the word. Or directions. And the psalmist is saying, "Lord, I will talk to myself. I will chew over. I will reflect upon. I will seek to gain everything I can from the directions that God has given me in his word." Now, I'm very tempted to go off on a tangent here, so I'd better be careful how far I go. I speak to you as somebody who is entirely convinced of and committed to what is called the Reformed faith. I believe that it is the most complete reflection of the system of doctrine taught in Scripture. I don't judge the Scripture by Reformed theology. I judge Reformed theology by the Scripture. But I believe it is the most complete representation of the teaching of God's Word. When I read in John Calvin, I am constantly reminded of the place that he gave to God's law in the life of the Christian. How the Christian would regard the law. How he would think about the law, how he would love the law, and how he would obey God's law. Now, Calvin did not believe you got saved by obeying the law. He made that very clear. He did not believe that you were saved by anything except the grace of God on the ground of the obedience and law-keeping unto death of the Lord Jesus Christ. It was Christ and Christ alone, and the imputed righteousness of Christ is the only righteousness that gives us a right standing with God. He was absolutely clear in that. But yet he believed, as did all the reformers, and as did all the Puritans, and as did the great giants of the Reformed faith, that the fruit of faith is godliness. And the standard of godliness is obedience to the law of God. I am shocked. I'm concerned. When I look at the Reformed Church now, and in so many places, they imagine that Christian liberty is kicking over the law of God and living without regard to it. And if you've regard to it, somehow you've become a legalist. Absolute nonsense. There are two great extremes here that one must avoid. You have the extreme that's adopted by Reconstructionism, where, in the words of one of their official journals, justification is by faith, sanctification is by law. That is nonsense. Sanctification is by grace through faith in Jesus Christ. The other great extreme is that we have no commitment to, no responsibility to, and in many cases no interest in the law of God. That is antinomian heresy. The truth lies here. Sanctification is by grace through faith, but the sanctification that grace produces will be obedient to God's law. You cannot regard God and disregard his law. The psalmist knew that, and so he said, I will meditate. This is the direction of my thinking. I'm turning my thoughts to the directions of God's Word, to the commandments of God's Word. I'm turning my thoughts. I'm going to think about this. I'm going to talk to myself about it. I'm going to reflect on this. I'm going to ruminate upon this. I'm going to chew over the commandments of God. That's what the psalmist is saying. You see, godly thinking must focus, and it does focus, on God's law.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We hope that you've enjoyed and benefited from today's program. We're here as your servants for Christ's sake. If we can be of any further help to you in the things of God, we invite you to contact us. If you would like to receive our booklet, A New Beginning, a booklet that sets forth God's way of salvation in clear, concise, and biblical ways, you may have it free of charge, simply for the asking. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. If you wish, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-LTBS. That's 1-866-877-5827. You may email us at info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. Also, we invite you to visit our website at www.faithfpc.org. If you would be interested in considering the establishment of a Free Presbyterian Church in your area, by all means let us know. Once again, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-5827. On behalf of Dr. Alan Cairns, this is Charles Kelch saying thank you for listening and inviting you to join us Monday through Friday at this same time as we Let the Bible Speak.